USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A partial federal government shutdown looking more and more likely come midnight. The House last night did approve a spending bill, but it's believed to be dead on arrival when it reaches the U.S. Senate. And the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump won't be blinking first.
The president's been extremely clear. If they don't get this done, then he's shutting down the government. And he said that just a few minutes ago via Twitter.
The Senate not expected to approve the House okayed measure, which does include over $5 billion for the president's ordered border wall. Pope Francis ordering priests who've raped and molested children to turn themselves in immediately, making the demand in his annual Christmas speech to the Vatican bureaucracy a couple of hours ago. He vowed the church will, quote, never again cover up sex abuse by priests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
After President Trump announces he wants all U.S. troops home from Syria soon and half of the troops in Afghanistan back, his Defense Secretary James Mattis announces his resignation effective February. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
everything that indicates stability, everything that indicates strength, everything that indicates knowledge is leaving this administration.
A tough week for rocket launches. Now SpaceX is hoping to finally get its Falcon 9 rocket off the ground tomorrow after weather and tech problems repeatedly kept it grounded this week. The mission is set to carry a next-generation GPS satellite into orbit. Winter is here today, the winter solstice, shortest day of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. After today, the days will get increasingly longer until the summer solstice arrives on June 21st. Whatever the season, find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. Justice Department speaks out regarding Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker and a big investigation. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker does not have to recuse himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein from the Justice Department.
We've continued to manage the investigation as we have in the past, and it's being handled appropriately. Bob Mueller or Rod Rosenstein or Matt Whitaker or Bill Barr, that investigation is going to be handled appropriately by the Department of Justice.
Again, that report from USA's Tim Berg. Police in Toledo, Ohio, say officers shot and killed a suspect inside police headquarters yesterday. A post on the Toledo police website saying all of the officers are safe. The building was secure a short time later. The suspect, though, was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating another act of vandalism at President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. A video feed set up by TMZ.com showing a man dressed in black bending down and scribbling all over the star on Wednesday morning. A message was written with two big swastikas drawn underneath. The Trump star has been a popular target for vandals. The Hollywood landmark has already been replaced after it was destroyed twice by separate men with pickaxes. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.